news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald J. Trump will go down in history as the first and hopefully only president to be impeached twice. On January 13th, at 4:22 in the afternoon, the votes in the House of Representatives passed the number necessary to impeach. The charge was incitement of insurrection. In the end, 232, including 10 Republicans, voted yes. Those 10 Republicans, by the way, who put country over party are Liz Cheney of Wyoming, Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, Jamie Herrera-Beutler of Washington, John Katko, New York, Adam Kinzinger, Illinois, Peter Major, Michigan, Dan Newhouse of Washington, Tom Rice of South Carolina, Fred Upton of Michigan, and David Valadao of California. Good for them. The attack on the Capitol left 5 people dead, including a Capitol Police officer. Another of the officers that was on duty that day later committed suicide. And at least a dozen others were severely injured. We know of one who will definitely lose an eye because of the attacks on them by the rioters. Yet a number of Republicans called the charges politically motivated. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy did admit that Trump bears responsibility.
The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding. These facts require immediate action by President Trump. Accept his share of responsibility, quell the brewing unrest, and ensure President-elect Biden is able to successfully begin his term.
But then he said Trump shouldn't be impeached with just a week left in his presidency. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi opened the debate Wednesday, pulling no punches.
And we know that the President of the United States incited this insurrection, this armed rebellion against our common country. He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation that we all love.
Now that he's been impeached by the House again, the action moves to the Senate for a trial. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Wednesday notified Democrats that he would not summon senators back for an emergency session before January 19th. So Trump's impeachment trial will not start before Joe Biden is inaugurated on January 20th. In a letter to his caucus, McConnell said that he had not made a final decision on whether he would vote to convict Trump. The New York Times reported that a Republican strategist said McConnell had told people he believed that Trump had committed impeachable offenses, and that McConnell considered the impeachment an opportunity for the Republican Party to distance itself from Trump. The FBI on Wednesday told police chiefs around the country to be on high alert for potential extremist violence ahead of the January 20th inauguration of Joe Biden. FBI Director Christopher Wray warned during a call with chiefs that extremists might target state capitals, federal buildings, homes of congressional members, and businesses. Federal authorities said last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters would be a significant driver of violence for armed right-wing militia groups and racist extremists seeking to disrupt Biden's inauguration and trigger a race war. And who thought things couldn't get worse than 2020? The New York Times is reporting that Donald Trump watched the impeachment proceedings on Wednesday on television from the White House and then had to be talked down from heading over to the House floor to defend himself. Oh, they should have let him. Banned from virtually all social media, the White House on Wednesday evening released a video of Trump sitting at his desk, reading a speech off a teleprompter in which he attempted to defend himself. Reports say he had to be talked into doing the video by Jared Kushner, who also warned him not to mention the impeachment, which he didn't. While he claimed to be against the violence and did urge peaceful protests going forward, at no point in that video did Donald Trump disavow his nonstop lies about election fraud or his own incendiary language. And there was no admission that President-elect Joe Biden won the 2020 election fair and square. In fact, there was no mention of Joe Biden at all. Speaking of Biden, the president-elect is expected to release his coronavirus stimulus plan on Thursday. It'll reportedly include several priorities sought by Democrats, including boosting the direct relief payments beyond $600, extending increased unemployment insurance, and more. And finally, Michigan prosecutors on Wednesday charged former Governor Rick Snyder with two counts of willful neglect of duty in connection with the Flint drinking water crisis. Snyder, Republican, appointed the emergency manager who decided in 2014 to save money by making the Flint River the city's water source. The city and state, however, failed to properly treat the water with corrosion controls, and lead leaked into the city's drinking water. Great that he's being held accountable, but the charge is only a misdemeanor? I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.